This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The pitch to Bohm. He swings and blasts it. Left center field up the alley, and that will get the job done. And one hops the wall. One run is home. Harper flying around third. He's going to score without a throw, and Alec Bohm delivers a rocket double to left center. It's 5-3 Phillies.
Yeah, it got the job done. A victory for the Phillies on opening day. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phones with us all day as we react to a 7-3 victory for the Phillies. Scott Fransky, you heard the call there. He'll join us at 12 today. We got a special surprise coming up later this hour. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Ton of Phillies as we get a victory, although it was a wild one yesterday with 19 strikeouts. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. You don't have to like all your coworkers. You just have to maintain a proper work environment, a productive work environment.
That's
important.
But you
ain't got to like everybody. Mm,
that's important.
Talking about us?
Not like y'all.
Sure? You sure? Well, I mean, it wasn't much conviction.
I'm just saying.
That felt more like an F than an
A. Yeah, it was an F.
It was a 19 strikeout win. Y'all good.
All right.
I'm just saying.
This was a PSA more than an admission and a confession.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If I didn't like y'all, y'all probably would.
Yeah, we probably would. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get into it. The Phillies, Hugh, yesterday, they get a victory. Boy, that was a very Phillies-like win. There was moments in the game where you're like, oh, come on. Like, here we go again. They struck out 19 times yesterday.
19 of them things.
But I got to tell you, in spite of the 19 strikeouts.
And it's cold, too.
It was a little chilly down there. Hugh, I wouldn't call it cold.
Well, it was like, too cold to be playing. Come on, man. It's too cold to be playing baseball.
No, it's not.
Come on now.
It was 55 degrees.
That's what it's like in October.
This is October and April.
I don't care what y'all are talking about. When I think of baseball,
come on now,
and we talk about put me in, coach, I'm ready to play. And all this other stuff, I think of summer. The boys of summer.
Yeah, you know what this is?
You know what I mean? I think of sundress season and miniskirt season right around the corner.
You're starting to crap already, aren't you?
What are you talking about?
With the excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying. To me, it's really not baseball.
It's baseball season, though. If you were a baseball player, you know what happened? You would struggle in April, and you'd say, well, that's not hitting weather.
Well, it's not hitting weather. Is it wrong when they say that this is the first time that the Phillies have started this early in the history of the Phillies? This is the first time they started this early.
They've started doing this in recent years, 28th, 29th of March. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. It's cold.
But what's the big difference between the March 28th and April 3rd?
The heat. It's warm.
I mean,
I'm just saying, man. I woke up this morning.
It's going to be 65 today.
okay, that's today. But in the morning time, when you wake up, and it's like, damn, it's you still got the breath. You can still see the breath.
Well, actually, I think this is a parallel for the game yesterday, because by the end, it was a win. In the beginning, there were 19 strikeouts.
And then they started talking about how it's starting to get cold out here. I heard somebody, they were talking about it.
Are you making excuses?
I ain't making excuses. Right. I'm just pointing out facts.
All right, here are some facts for me. All right, so actually, in spite of 19 strikeouts yesterday, I liked what I saw from the Phillies yesterday. Look, a couple things stood out to me. 215. It did start off rocky. 215-592-9494. I thought Zach Wheeler was awesome. I thought he was awesome as always. Harper and Schwarber do what they do. They hit home runs. The bullpen outside of Romano, we'll get to him. I mean, Kirkering, his stuff was good. Alvarado carried over what he did in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Strom finished it out. Bohm with a huge hit there. They really put it on the Nationals bullpen. And one of the most encouraging things for me was Trey Turner saw 28 pitches yesterday. He didn't swing at any of the first pitches he saw. Overall, a victory on opening day. I liked what I saw yesterday out of the Phillies. I'm not going to get bent out of shape over one game, 19 strikeouts. I know that's an alarming number, but I do think those shadows played a part. I liked what I saw. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what did you feel watching that yesterday?
I mean, it's a work in progress. You know, the 19 strikeouts is not where you want to be.
Nope.
You know, and it was a little bit of a back and forth game. But, you know, Alec Bohm came up big for him. So I'm impressed. I'm impressed. And it's just funny because you say you're not too upset. I wonder what would happen if they would have lost, though.
Well, I might probably would have felt different. Well, but if they lost, that means Bohm doesn't get the hit. The bullpen doesn't do the
job. You're right.
It changes the whole thing.
It's just funny. It's just because watching that game and thinking about what ifs, you know, doing the what ifs thing. I was like, man, what would my day be like if it didn't go the way that it went? And it's only one game. It's only one game. And you see those at-bats that you're talking about that Trey Turner took, how would that have been if the outcome wasn't what it was yesterday? How would we look at that game?
Yeah, probably different. I mean, we could be real. Trey's day wasn't like sterling.
It wasn't great.
Right, he was 0-for-4 and he walked once, right? It wasn't like he did much of anything. But I just thought, because the whole thing was when we talked to Elliot, when we talked to different guests, you know, we brought up the other day and discussed how much does it matter they walked more in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
The approach, right? The approach. And a lot of people said, and you were on this, that you think Trey will be different this year. I saw a different hitter. Now, he didn't have results yesterday. But, you know, like sometimes Trey will swing at the first pitch that's 3 feet outside, mm-hmm. and you're like, what is he doing up there? I thought yesterday, although he didn't have results,
he looked better at the plate.
He didn't swing at any of the first pitches in 5 at-bats, and he saw 28 pitches. Now, he struck out the first at-bat. That wasn't great. He flied out. He ground. Like, it wasn't great results. I just thought he looked locked in more to me yesterday offensively.
Yeah,
and
it's a work
in progress. And I'll take that as a first-day win.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. No question about that. I liked what I saw as well. Like you said, it seemed like they were more focused on taking more pitches yesterday.
Yep.
So that's they starting to do what we wanted them to do.
Well, how about this? And I know they played extra innings. It was 10 innings yesterday, not 9. But they saw 193 pitchers from the Nationals. Like when you had all the pitchers that pitched yesterday, that's a lot. I mean, that shows they were foul pitches off. They were taking pitches. They took their walks late in the game. But, of course, there were the 19 strikeouts, which were a thing. Can we hear from Bryce Harper yesterday after the game? Harper talking about the 19 strikeouts, which, of course, was the most ever in an opening day win for the Phillies here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we don't want to punch 19 times. That's it's comical, right? I mean, it's not fun to do that, and we can't do that as a team. But today, we made it happen, made it work, and we'll take it right now.
It was a grimy win, Hugh. It was not pretty. You strike out 19 times. I mean, they won. That no team in baseball history. I said it was a Phillies history. No team in baseball history has struck out 19 times on opening day and won a game. Like, that's not normal.
Yeah, I mean, but they were locked in. And like I said, it was a back-and-forth game. And one of the things that I thought when I saw Alec Bohm at bat was like, man, glad he's here. Because if he wasn't here, you know, with everything that was going on, it probably would have been a different outcome. It definitely would have been a different outcome.
That was huge for him. I mean, Hugh, it's got to be uncomfortable. I know he's tried to act like a pro. We talked about the story the other day that he disappeared. He went off the grid. It's got to be uncomfortable, though, to know a team really wasn't sure if they wanted you anymore. And quite frankly, maybe they didn't, but they couldn't find a good value, so they kept you. And then you step up in the biggest moment. You get the hit. Like, if he started slow this year, I think it might have weighed on him. But this is one of those, like, get the monkey off your back, got the game-winning hit, let's go play baseball.
And he was very reflective, too. Did you see him when they were talking to him after the game, when he talked about how it's very seldom that this group or group of guys like this stay together for as long as they have been? And the fact that he was talking about himself, by the way. I felt that he was talking about himself.
I think you're right.
Because of all the rumors that were going on, the fact that he unplugged from social media, I think it was a great start for him. Very, very, very reflective for him to say all that when he said it.
Let's hear from Rob Thompson talking about Alec Bohm after this game.
Oh, it was great. I mean, he's a good hitter. You know, he stays in the zone. He uses the field. The moment doesn't get to him. So, yeah, it was really nice. See, that was a big hit.
Well, what a difference they made.
Yeah,
man.
The moment did get to him yesterday in that big hit in the 10th inning to put him ahead. 215-592-9494. Did you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? A victory. I did. Turner saw 28 pitches. Bohm got the big hit, the big moment. The bullpen, other than Romano, who, that wasn't good. Other than him, I thought threw the ball well yesterday. Kirkering, Alvarado, Strom. And then, of course, when you need it, Harper and Schwarber get them on the board with home runs. Kyle, did you like what you saw from the Phillies on opening day?
So as somebody who took the pledge and took the pledge seriously.
Accountability pledge.
I feel like I've been attacked.
Wonderful.
Well, we did question how serious you were.
I did
call seven runs, though. But
Now I told you so, Douglas.
I'm just saying.
The day after opening day?
I said seven runs.
Congrats, man. Okay,
wow. I mean, after
so,
I,
so
I
happy for you.
Nostradamus arm, over here.
Got my arm twisted.
Did you bet it? Did you bet it?
No. You know, I live it, unfortunately for me.
Money where your mouth is, buddy.
First of all, before y'all jump all over me, I couldn't get on my app yesterday. Because I was too busy. Y'all trying to talk to me while I'm trying to fix my bet now.
Stop it.
Oh, come on. We were on the air doing a show.
You know I can't do two things at once. Pop, I got this one at a time.
This is Pop Pop.
And then I live in a state where, you know, you hate a bet.
Excuse making and Pop Pop.
Yep.
And I was about to leave just to make a bet.
And yeah, that's
that
a lot.
That just seemed like, yeah, that was a lot.
All right, Kyle. Do you like what you saw?
Well, my takeaway is it was a lot of more of the same from the Phillies that we've seen over the last few years. Like, now, let's be clear. There was a lot of good. Zach Wheeler is a beast still. I agree with you. Trey Turner had some pretty decent at-bats. At least he was taking pitches and I didn't get a hit. But I thought the at-bats were better from Trey Turner. Alec Bohm, awesome. The rally at the end by the offense. And the bullpen outside of Jordan Romano looked pretty good. And I even thought Max Kepler looks pretty good up there. He looks like a baseball guy. Mm-hmm. I like the stance. But they struck out 19 times.
I mean,
they put Mackenzie Gore
let that go, huh?
In the same sentence as Bob Gibson.
He was on one.
I mean, Hugh, he joined Bob Gibson as the only pitchers ever to strike out that many in that few innings.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore, Bob Gibson, and Hugh's guy Cal Quantrill last year, who were just like some of the best pitchers
in
baseball.
I don't appreciate, like, he was balling that day.
Yep.
How much of that was the Phillies' fault? Like, that's.
I don't care. Like, listen. Don't care how it happens, it happens against professional hitters.
But we should care how it happens, though, because this is what we saw last season, and it's a lot of what we saw at the end of the seasons over the last few years. Like, Brandon Marsh still kind of looks lost up there. An awful stat at bat late in the game. And they moved the lineup around to get more RBI opportunities for Harper and Kyle Schwarber, who ended up just hitting solo home runs anyway.
I know.
So they struck out 19 times. They got the game. I mean, the game was tied because of guys hitting solo home runs. So it's strikeouts, home runs. Like, wow, that sounds like the Phillies to me. So, great. They got the win. I am happy about it. As I know you can't tell. But there is room, I'd say, for me to feel better about this Phillies
team. Well, that's for sure. Yeah, there's no question there. 215-592-9494. Did you like what you saw? It's one of those where we're all happy with a win, right? They won a baseball game yesterday. They're 1-0, and that's the most important thing. But when you those 19 strikeouts, they stick. I mean, they struck out 19 times. 13 of which, again, Mackenzie Gore has talent. And
he's a talented dude. He looked talented yesterday.
He did. Well, how much of that was him? How much of that
was the sunlight? It was
and the shadows. The shadows. I think the shadows actually did play a. I usually hate the shadows excuse. It did feel like they couldn't see the ball coming yesterday.
Okay, but hold on a second.
It did. I mean, it felt like.
I understand. But, like, we realized this just happened against the Mets in the postseason. Like, when the postseason comes around, we're not all of a sudden just going to play every game at night.
I know.
They have to figure that out.
Last year they played three of the four, I think, against the Mets in the shadows.
Yeah, so. 4 o'clock games happen in the postseason, too.
Did you happen to hear the morning show's solution to the shadow issues?
What did they say? Wear glasses?
Rebuild the stadiums in different places.
So all these
like
stadiums.
The sun doesn't move.
like in Dallas where they didn't account for the sun.
I don't know the logistics to it, but instead of fixing our problem, we want to fix the stadiums.
You could use Elliott's solution and just put a dome over it.
No, don't give life to this. I can't. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. The Phillies are 1-0, 7-3 victory yesterday. Did you like what you saw after the win? Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Happy 1-0 Friday. What's up, Chris?
Hugh Douglas, you're going to name names.
You mean petty on a Friday?
What you mean?
He wants you to, opened a can of worms.
You started the coworkers thing.
I'm just saying.
Hugh, listen, some people, they just don't know how to appreciate good bacon cooking, and maybe that's the problem. But, you know, it's okay.
That could be it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Bacon cooking. But you can hear that? Yeah, boy, I tell you. Never lay that one down.
That drops. That number one right there. It's a victory Friday, man. Victory Friday. Hugh, you know what, though? See what's going on? See how Joe and Kyle are complaining?
I liked what I saw.
Kyle's never said.
Hold on, Chris. I gave Turner credit for seeing 28 pitches.
He said that with pride, though. It's just me.
I gave him credit. I liked what I saw yesterday.
See, guys, I'm glad you're starting. You're going to understand because Hugh, Mr. Baseball, and I trying to tell you offense is a luxury. See how you win games 7-3? And you could have 18 strikeouts, and you could still win games.
We'll see how many more wins they get with 19 strikeouts.
Hugh and I know what we're talking about. It's a luxury.
I don't know if I'm
luxury.
Right? You boxed yourself into a corner here on this.
I mean, I was right. Y'all just mad because I was right.
The
defense is a luxury thing.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It is. And listen, the pitching looked absolutely lights out dominant, other than Crazy Eyes. Man,
that's not the first time I've heard that.
I don't want to go too overreactionary, but I'm out on Romano. I'm sorry. That did not look good yesterday.
Hard to watch.
Yeah, he looked hard to watch. Yeah, his stuff looked flat.
But, guys, a lot of positive things. Pace yourself. It's a 162-game season.
Yeah,
they won 7-3. Things look good. Bohm, Kane, and JT both had clutch hits late in the game. I really like their hitting approach. The entire team, other than maybe Herb's boy, still maybe there's no change in Castellanos, but the hitting approach looked good, guys. I feel very, very good. I'm locked in on my team, and you know, to all those haters out there, that's okay. I'll be up on the float. And
we're talking floats after game one. 1-0, we're talking floats. Chris, have a great weekend.
It starts with the first one.
Yeah, it does. You can't, some people say you can't win all of them unless you win the first one. That's the way this works. I want to make sure I say this again because obviously something was lost in translation. I liked what I saw yesterday. Trey Turner saw 28 pitches. Alec Bohm had a huge clutch hit. The bullpen, other than Romano, I thought threw the ball well. Wheeler was really good. Harper, Schwarber went deep. I liked what I saw yesterday. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Kyle didn't love what he saw. He was feeling good. I thought there were a lot of positives yesterday in the Phillies 7-3 victory. What's up, Jeff?
There had to be one guy on this show that didn't like what they saw, and I'm surprised it was Kyle, but okay.
To be fair, Jeff.
They struck out 19 times.
Dude, it's not even a big deal anymore.
No big deal.
It's not. Not in this day and age of baseball.
Well, but 19 feels a little bit egregious.
No, I'm sorry. You get 27 outs, and 19 of them were strikeouts.
Feels like a lot.
Come on, man.
Have you ever tried to hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball?
I'm not a professional baseball player.
It is their job. It is. That's what they're paid for.
It's hard for them to do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's too hard for a guy like Marsh, who struck out four times. Go ahead, Mike.
This is like another – we're going to have another 161 episodes of this show that are like the comments section on Twitter. After games, like, people are either going to be totally freaked out or they're going to totally like it.
Speaking of the comment section, we are live on YouTube. Are they cooking you for your outfit today, Hugh? Or are you good?
You know what? I'm not. I didn't see.
They actually said he looks good today.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I look good every day. Thank you.
The afternoon show. You see the afternoon show poll yesterday, by the way?
What is that?
Do we look good on YouTube? Yes, no, or only Ike? And most people voted only Ike.
Yeah, because listen, my dog, he wears clothes every day.
Yeah, Ike's ready for YouTube.
Ike's ready for television.
Go ahead, Jeff.
they pretty much won like they'll need to all year long. Three or four guys getting big hits, quality starting pitching, and as long as the bullpen is good, which they have a good bullpen, Alvarado was just totally lights out yesterday. The Romano dude, I don't know. The jury's out on him.
Said
I'm
the
not
Romano
really sure.
dude.
He might have just had a bad day. I hope
so. He looked his stuff looked flat, Jeff. That slider to Garcia was a frisbee. Yeah, that was easy to hit.
It was cold.
I was listening, so I really couldn't get a good eyeball on that.
You're making excuses that it was cold for Jordan Romano.
You don't have to get upset. It's cold. It's cold outside. It's cold.
These are professional baseball players.
Okay, fine.
Wait a second. Hold on. If we did this in football, what would you say?
It's football. That's football weather.
Oh,
it's football weather. It's different. It's football weather, and you're moving around.
What if it's hot in football?
Then you got to go ahead
and
prepare for that.
Didn't you win the pickle juice game?
Yeah, we did. It was hot, boy. It was hot.
You know where this is coming from? Hugh doesn't have respect for baseball players.
I didn't say that. No.
Wow.
He does not.
Boy, it's never fails on a Friday. Just start making stuff up just because.
Because we get 2 days off after this. So you make it up on Friday. Everyone forgets by Monday. Yeah, Jeff.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're going to be fine. You know, we're not going to be that team that bunts guys over and hits guys over from the other side. Alec Boehm does what exactly.
No, we can't. Hold up, Jeff. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Jeff. We can't. We've done this before. We can't do this, man. We got to start playing that small ball because that's what killed us last time.
Well, they tried with Marsh in the 10th, and Marsh botched it.
Okay. First of all, you can't play small ball if you strike out 19 times.
Okay.
Well, that's the one drawback of striking out 19 times. I'm not even going to look forward to that because I know it's not going to happen. Just get a couple guys on and somebody pop one. That's what my old
college that's pitch, that is what, and Jeff, we appreciate it. That's their offense. I mean, you saw it yesterday. Harper and Schwarber bringing the power, it brought them back in the game. That changed the game, and it's ironic because we did all this stuff to change the team, and it just came back to those two.
Yeah, and they moved everybody around, and that was a little when you say it like that. And that's not the plan. That is a little unnerving.
I'm sorry. I love Jeff. I hated that phone call. What did we talk about all offseason? They need to change their approach if they're going to go deep in the postseason. Now it's just, it is who it is. Then what are we doing here?
Well, look, I think we could all say this collectively.
Kyle, they can't.
I haven't had a game to react to in a long time.
No,
you can tell
they can't strike out 19 times and make a living that way. I mean,
I think it's something else with Kyle, though.
They're the first team. They're the first team in the history of baseball to strike out 19 times and win an opening day.
Kyle's having an anxiety attack.
All right, we might dive into that. All right, before we go any further, though, Hugh, we usually start this up in the second segment. We got to start it up in the first segment. We got a prize to give away today.
What are we giving away? How are we giving it away?
Well, it's a $100 gift card to Sunoco, and it is a Friday, so why don't we do a little Tri-Day Friday?
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so yesterday I noticed when Harper and Schwarber went deep, you could hear a little buzz in the crowd. That means a lot of people from here They made their way down to D.C. So how about this? Why don't we do this for Tri-Day? A sports venue that we should go to at some point. Like, try a stadium. It doesn't have to be a stadium. It could be just like a sports venue. But, like, yesterday, a lot of people from around here obviously went down to D.C. I've been to that stadium.
It's all right.
I think it's a blast stadium. And it's fun to watch the Phillies win on the road. I went down there for Harper's first game as a Philly against the Nationals back in 2019. It's fine. The stadium's fine. But give us a sports venue we should go to that obviously
does
not around here.
Does it have to be, like, the mainstream sports?
No.
Okay.
Just something you think is a cool place we should go one day. Sports venue. That's Tri-Day.
Okay.
Best, most creative answer we get today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's grab Jay in Philly up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. No, I'm not happy. No, I'm not happy, man. 19 strikeouts, man. I just came off the Eagles season where if we threw for 100 yards and ran for 225, all people talked about was how bad the passing game was. We went to extra innings. Our starting pitcher gave up one run. What are we doing? We're still hitting solo. We won the same way we've been winning that's gotten us nothing. All right, so here we go again.
So I think it's an interesting comp, Jay, and you're right. We were critical of the Eagles even when they were winning because the passing game a lot of weeks was not where we wanted it to be. Jay, you're totally right. And yesterday the offense, it's a similar thing that they can't strike out 19 times. Maybe I'm making too much of an excuse for them. I did think, Jay, the shadows were a part of it. I mean, those first five innings, both sides, it looked like they couldn't see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hands. Now, if they strike out 19 times without shadows on Saturday or Sunday or Monday, I won't have the same feeling. Then I will start saying this is ridiculous.
Now, I will give them the shadows, but guess what? I'm only giving them the shadows if they correct this and I see change.
Yeah, and that's
if they
fair.
Win the same way, because they still could be winning the same way, man. Solo home run.
Yep.
Like, we don't put enough men on base. This is, we can't have this, man. This is crazy.
Jay, give us,
not get us to the
World. Well, that you're right. 19 strikeouts will not get him to the World Series. They can't strike out this much. Jay, give us a sports venue we should try.
Ooh.
Place we should go.
Venue.
Yeah, it could be a stadium.
I think every Eagles fan should go to the Jerry's World. I haven't been there yet. I know some people that have. And the best thing in the world would be going down there in all Eagles gear and winning.
I heard this nice, though. Do they still? Well, you say you haven't been. I heard they had, like, stripper poles in Jerry's World.
What do you mean?
I haven't been.
In the stadium?
Yeah, they said, like, they have, like, when you walk out, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a club type deal. And I think they had stripper poles.
Like, you're just walking around and that's happening?
Maybe I just made that up.
I think you may have.
No, I don't think I did, though.
Hey, well, remember, Jerry said it's all about smiles and glory holes. So who knows what he got there?
No, I don't think
you're
I
right,
made that
Jay.
Up.
Jay, good phone call.
Jerry's
we'll get you in the mix.
Stripper pose.
All right, we'll look that up. 215, your algorithm is going to be all messed up. 215.
Algorithm already messed up.
592-9494. Did you like what you saw yesterday? Phillies are 1-0, 7-3 victory. Boom with the big hit. But they did strike out 19 times. Your phone calls on that coming up. Friday, a sports venue we should go to one day. And John Brager is going to jump in here to tell us what's going to be going on at Citizens Bank Park this season. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.